Hello, this is Pastor Jay, and this is your word of wisdom for today. LGBTQ is in society today, but I'm going to give you three other letters. LDE, life, death, and eternity. How you live your life, you're going to die, and you're going to step into eternity. And if you live your life recklessly, unconsciously, not giving your life to God who created you, one thing for sure, you're going to die. We don't know how you're going to die, but you're going to die and you're going to step into eternity. And there's no do-overs. There's no comeback. There's no starting again. There's no forgiveness. There's only judgment. So I want you to think about it. While you're worried about everything else that's a distraction, LDE is for sure. And how you live your life will determine your eternity. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. And this is the day of salvation. Accept the way of escape. This is Pastor Jay. Like, subscribe, and please share this, and I'll see you on the other side. Peace.
Thank you for tuning into the Walk in Truth Radio Network broadcast. Grab your Bible, get settled, and let's walk through the Word of God together. Let us now reason together and listen to see what God is saying to us today.
Father, put your hands together. Our Father, come on. Which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. On earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses. I can't hear you. Who trespass against us? Come on. Lead us not to temptation and deliver us from all evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, the glory, forever. Amen.
Shake the devil off. Shake the devil off.
Louder.
In the name of Jesus, shake the devil off.
The end of my knee. He's
underneath my feet.
Shake the devil off.
Christian Fellowship Church broadcast. Happy Resurrection Day. Amen.
Yeah. Yeah.
We celebrate Resurrection Day every Sunday, but we know that this is the day the Lord was raised for our glory and our justification. Amen. Because he's risen, we can live again. Amen. We thank God for all that God has done for us, especially the Son Jesus Christ. He's sitting on the right-hand side of God having what? All power. So, that's right. That's right. Amen. We just thank God today. Amen. We're going to get started with a scripture and prayer from Brother Steve, and we'll go ahead and get going from there. Amen.
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 Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Scripture we have today is Matthew 28, starting at verse 5. But the angel answered and said to the woman, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus, who was crucified. He is not here. He is risen, as he said. Come, see the place where the Lord lay, and go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And indeed, he is going before you into Galilee. There you will see him. Behold, I have told you." And that is Matthew 28, 5 through 7.
Amen.
And it's important that we're celebrating this day for the right reason. Amen. It's not about bunnies and Easter eggs. Amen. It's about our Lord and Savior, who was crucified and then buried and rose on the third day, defeating death, so that we could have everlasting life with him. Amen.
Amen.
Let's bow our heads for prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for all the blessings that you bring us, Lord, continually. We thank you that we could gather here today on this Resurrection Sunday, Lord, and worship you and glorify you, Lord. Help us to remember the true reason we're here and make sure that we celebrate for the right reasons, Lord. Continue to help us to grow in the knowledge and the wisdom of your word, Lord, and to grow closer with you. Lord, I want to pray for the speaker today, that the Holy Spirit may be with them and we hear a word from you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
And now we're going to have exhortation from Brother Marvin.
Amen.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning. How y'all doing?
All right.
Ain't it so grateful to be here?
Yes, yes.
It's so pleasing to see so much smiley faces and just wonderful to be here. I'd like to let y'all know that my wife is doing well.
Amen.
And I know you all are doing well because you're here. God brought us here for a reason. To commune with one another, right? To love one another. To show him love. To show him that he's always faithful to us. We need to be more faithful to him.
Amen.
Getting more into his word. Trust more into him. This does not mean that we can do what we want to at all times. People are watching us. People look for a light that they can follow. Because you can't see in darkness. Let us just encourage one another continually. Stay in our word. Trust more and more in the Lord because he has more for you than what you think. I'm telling you right now, he is so much for us that it's just so much that we have to give to him. We need to give him more and more glory and honor because if without him, we would be nothing. We wouldn't even be here. So I trust you. that you will do the right thing and love one another continually. Yes. And go out there and love those who don't, who need love, yes, who need a kind word, who needs just a hug, or just a good, true word from Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Let us all just stay tuned for this blessing that's about to come. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Amen. I went on and put on my church clothes today.
Yes.
Amen. 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 I went on and put on my church clothes today. Amen. It, you know, it's kind of funny, Alicia, say, I ain't seen you nothing but in sports gear. Well, you know, once I finished, when I finished my business that I had, I used to wear a suit every day. And, you know, and I really love my suits, but you know what? I love Jesus more.
Amen.
My philosophy is, it's not what I look like, it's what's in my heart.
Amen.
Yes. Amen. And then we don't mind dressing up for Jesus. That's why we're a church that you come as you choose to come.
Amen.
And we thank God that your heart is being cleaned up in here. Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
Today we have a special treat. Amen. Brother Kevin, Brother Alicia will bring your word together. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I just want to say that they've been a blessing since they joined this ministry.
Amen.
Amen. To the point that I was inspired to let them teach. And on Saturday, we have some good class on Saturday.
Yeah.
I would advise any of y'all missing some good discussions on God.
Yeah.
I mean, because really, that 2 hours go by real fast.
Because
we have these deep discussions and we just let it all hang out. Amen.
Yeah.
And we call it iron sharpening iron. Amen. So. And again, it's on YouTube and stuff. But Kevin and Alicia are very special people. Everybody in here is special. They're very special people also. The fact that they were willing to do this means a lot to me. You know, they could have said no. But again, we're a church about getting out of your comfort zone.
Amen.
And now they see. They know the game now. They're like, oh, yeah, I've been preparing for this for quite some time. Y'all have taught 8 lessons. Y'all can talk before the people now. Amen. Amen. So if you ever start teaching, I'm setting you up. I'm setting you up for the God. Amen. God needs more men and women to come and speak on for him to the dying world. We are ambassadors. So I'm not going to prolong you. We're going to have Brother Kevin and Brother Alicia. Amen?
Amen.
Sister Alicia. Sister Alicia.
Amen. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen.
Good morning.
I am so nervous up here. I don't know what to do. I would just like to give a prayer right now. Lord, I just thank you and I praise your holy name for who you are and who you are to us.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
Lord. You guide us. It's not a mistake that we're here right now. So, Lord, I can't teach your word. Only you can.
Amen.
Through me, Lord, let me be a worthy vessel. Let me be able to speak your word in a way that they can hear, that it touches their hearts and their minds, so that we know that you are true and living, God.
Yes.
You are real, more real than we can ever imagine or think. So, Lord, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you, and I thank you. I give you the highest praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In this house.
Yes.
Guide and lead at all times. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
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 So I believe in my heart that when somebody comes up and gives the word of God to others, that they have to be speaking God's word truthfully.
Amen.
We can't get up here and falsify or add to or whatever. We can't do that. because we're going to be judged on that. So I pray that I do it the right way. Can everyone please turn to the Romans chapter 12, I want to say. I like Romans. So if I get loud, please understand. It's not anger. It's just the passion that I have.
Yes. Amen.
So Romans 12, 1 and 2. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice.
Come on.
Holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. I heard Tabitha Brown just this week say about consistency. And I've been struggling with thinking that I'm not consistent. But what I've been doing is I've been consistent in, let's be honest, negative. I've been consistent in not giving God the glory, not giving God the honor, not giving God the praise, not giving him his time. I've been negative in giving all anger, all hopelessness, despair, and I'm tired of it. And I know that that's not what God has for me, nor for you either. But I've been consistent in the wrong things, and now it's time to be consistent in the right things.
Amen.
And so when I come to you guys, when I say what the word is saying, that we renew our mind, this is the time to renew our mind. He died on a cross over 2,000 years ago. And he died for us because he loved us so much so. No death, no height, no principalities, no powers, no angels, no demons can separate him from the love that he has for us. We in this world think of a love that's more sensual, fleshly, but he has a love that's so giving, so much so, that it passes our understanding of what it is. And we've got to get into that understanding of what the Lord's love is for us. We're looking for it in the wrong places. We think if we get married, oh, it's going to be like this. We think if we get this boyfriend, it's going to be like this. We think if it's going to be that girlfriend, it's going to be like this. But it's none of those things. It's a love that's so deep that when you experience it for the first time, you can't even compare it to what it is on earth because it's so much heavenly.
Come on. Yeah.
And you look towards heaven, you say, well, I really want to be with God. I really want to be with God at all times because this love is so much, it's mind-blowing. It's like when he grabs you up and he holds you tight, it's something you can't explain. But you know it's the love.
Yes.
You know that he loves us so much. And I heard somebody say, some ministers say, well, you know, we're not speaking the truth when we say that. But we are speaking the truth. Because God is what?
Love.
We've got to understand through love, there is something that changes us. We're not going to be the same, right?
Right.
And that if we're still in the same muck, mire, mud, dirt, grave even, that something's not right.
Right.
If we're still arguing, fussing, fighting, cussing, kicking, putting down, something's not right. Something's not lining up to what the word is. Because he says he what? Loves us. So that changes us. If I'm still doing the same thing I was in the world doing, how is the world going to see something different?
That's
in Christ. How are you guys going to see that? I've got to, and I can't do it on myself because I have a what? Sin nature. Mm-hmm. It came from where? Adam and Eve.
Yeah.
So it's already embedded in us, but we know that because of God's love for us, how he cared for us, how he sent his son to die on the cross for us. That love is going to change us. So, if I'm not mistaken, let's go to Galatians 5 and 23 and 20. Give me 1 minute, ladies and gentlemen. So I'm not going to talk about what we've been doing because we already know what we've been doing, so we don't need to talk about that over and over again. Let's just focus on who Christ is. But the fruit of the Spirit, and it just says fruit. It doesn't say fruits. It says fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. No law at all. Okay. So, I know I'm supposed to be walking in this, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's go to 1 John. We're walking in love. Walk means to, it's a lifestyle. So let's remember that also. 1 John 3. I want to say 18. My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. So we know we have to work love in deed and truth. Just saying those words does not mean anything. In my household, we say we love each other. We make sure we try to say love each other. Because when I was younger, we didn't say those words. We never, my mom and my dad they just didn't say them.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm quite sure most households didn't do it either.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So we do it in our household. We make sure we say love each other.
Yes.
But what I learned in saying those words is that I need to put some action to those words.
Yes. Amen.
I can't just tell my daughter I love her and I put her down for her lifestyle. Yep. I can't say to my sons, I love you, but every time they come around, I got to sneer. I can't do that. I've got to show them love at all times. And I've got to show them love even when I don't think they're doing the right thing.
Amen.
Because what? God loved me.
Yes.
Praise God.
And when I was in my sins, kicking against him, rebellious, sinful person as I am, he still loved me.
Amen. Amen.
He still cared for me.
Yes.
He still picked me up.
Yes.
When I wake up in the morning time, I feel his presence. He still loves me.
Amen.
And if he can do that for me, how much more should I do that for my children?
Amen.
Yeah.
And not only for my children, but my husband.
Amen.
Not only for my husband, for my friends.
Yes. Yes.
For my family.
Yes.
I should show love at all times.
Yes.
Yes.
Do I go through some things? Yes.
Amen.
Do I stumble? Yes.
Yes.
Yes, I do.
Yes.
Am I weak?
Yes.
Yes, I am. But he strengthens me.
Amen.
When I'm the strongest, I'm the weakest in his sight.
Mm.
But he still loves me.
Yes.
So I love him. And I want to be more passionate toward him, meaning I want to give my life completely over to him, which is my reasonable search.
Amen.
Amen.
I just want to get to the point, and I'm not going to get it on this side of creation, but I know my name is written in the book of life.
Come on, yes. Hey.
Come on. Because he did something for me that I could not do myself.
Right.
Today is what?
Resurrection Sunday.
Yes. And that reminds me that he died on the cross for me, that he gave his life for somebody.
Save me.
Yes.
That when I was in my lowest.
Amen.
When I was out there doing whatever, and I'm not a clubber. I am not that type of person. I wasn't a drinker. Not that type of person. But I did everything I was big enough to do.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I did everything that everybody else thought was okay. Mm-hmm. But I still was a sinner.
Amen.
So when you look at me or when people look at me, they think one way, but I know that I've sinned in my life.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
If not in word or deed, in my thoughts.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Come on.
Yes.
And I've got to understand that I've got to renew my mind every single
day. Yes.
Yes. I've got to renew my mind not only every single day, but every minute of the day. I have to be reminded of how he loves me and how he did it on that cross. Because he loves me. So I want you guys to help me out right now. There is scripture in 1 John, and we read it all, and I start reading it, but I need to get back into reading it again. Chant with me. He loves me.
He loves me.
Chant it again.
He loves me.
Through my sin,
he loves me.
Through all that I'm going through,
he loves me.
Now, will he correct us?
He loves me.
Yes, he will. Mm-hmm. Will he put us up on, will he stand us up? Yeah. The word says that. But he what?
He loves me.
So let's stop the chant. I just want you guys to know, and I'm not going to take 20 minutes. I don't know what he's talking about. But I want you to understand that through love, a good father loves his children so much so that he corrects his children. A good father shows and guides his children along the way because he has experienced it or has known what's going to follow if they do these certain steps, right?
Yes.
That's what good parents do, right?
Yes.
And no matter what nobody says, he knows the way. Mm-hmm. Because he is what? The truth, the light, and the way. So when we know that we're being chastised, corrected, he is what? Loving us.
Mm-hmm.
And even though we fight, and I'm a fighter.
Yeah.
I'm a fighter. Ask my brother, he'll tell you. And I'm dirty with it. I'll scratch it. You know, I have big brothers and sisters. I had to do something. I had to figure out how to do it real good because they'll get you real bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
He corrects us. And when I'm thinking not the thoughts of him, he corrects me. And my husband said it the best. He says he puts a song in our hearts.
Amen.
And he shows us that we're doing the wrong thing. But he loves us. And he cares for us.
Yes.
So when you're going through trials and tribulations, know that he loves you. And he's trying to get you back on the right path. He's not going to keep you where you are. Just because he loves you doesn't mean that you're going to keep on falling and just sin over and over again. That means you don't love him.
Amen.
When you know that you've been changed, you're going to do some things differently.
Yes.
Not because you want to, but because the Holy Spirit is going to guide and lead you through these things. So when you're having doubt, remember to chant, he loves me. When you're falling, he loves me. When you want to give up,
He loves me.
So that's my message for you guys today. Amen. And I pray that you guys get an understanding that he really does love you and that he's correcting you to get you on the right path. He doesn't want you to go to hell. He's said in his word over and over again that he loves us so much, he puts us in a way that he wants our lifestyle to reflect him. Let's not be a stumbling block to these people out here in the world who don't know Christ. Mm-hmm. Pastor said it good yesterday. The question came up, if a non-Christian was to ask you about what prayer is, we should be able to speak it. We should be able to tell them, right? Mm-hmm. But if we're doing the exact same thing the world is saying, and we're not in our word, how are we going to say that to them? Mm-hmm. How are we going to say it in a simplistic way that God died on the cross for us? Amen. We're celebrating today as a resurrection day, but how are we going to explain that to somebody who does not know Christ or who has been hurt in church so many times they don't even want to know Christ? So when we read our word, when we meditate on scripture, when we have teachers like Sister Brown, Pastor Venus, who teaches us the word over and over again, we should be able to speak it very simplistically, that our communication with the Lord above who made heaven and earth, and when we see outside or when we see people's heart, they should know that Christ lives in us.
Yes.
Even a child should be able to say, are you a Christian?
Yes.
Are you following Christ? A child should be able to say that. Ask you that question. And if they ask you that question, you should be able to say, yes. How do you know that you're a Christian? Because I believe in the Lord and Savior.
Yes.
How do I speak to a non-believer? I speak the truth and I let the Holy Spirit lead and guide me. So, I thank y'all for this minute.
Yeah.
I thank you for your time. And y'all be blessed.
Amen.
Amen.
I don't know if she did it all, so I can go and take my seat. I thank Pastor. We thank Pastor
for giving us this opportunity
to learn, to grow, and as you said, to get out of our comfort zone and teach. Do God's will. This is what it's all about. This is what we're doing. God's will. So I ask you to pray for me and my strength, our strength, that as we continue to do God's will, strive to do God's will, that we learn, that we be perfected in it, that we step aside and let God have his way. Because it's all about him. Let's pray. Most gracious God, we come before you as we begin to study your word. Father, we thank you right now as we recognize on this Resurrection Sunday the immeasurable gift that was given in your son, Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Father, we can never thank you. We can never give you enough thanks for providing us the greatest gift of all.
Yes.
And we just thank you eternally. And Father, I ask right now that you move me out of the way, that you let your word, that your desire, your will come forth, and that we all learn from what you have for us. Just bless us, I ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 All right. Nerves, dry fingers. I really didn't know when Pastor said y'all gonna teach, and my first thought was to come from some of the lessons that we've been teaching on Saturday. But as I lay in bed this week, and God just said, "Hey, talk about what this moment is all about."
Mm. All right.
Okay.
And rejoice in victory. So that's kind of my title, Rejoice in Victory.
Amen. Amen.
But there is still work to do through our lifeline. I'll explain that in a minute. My wife said it's been nearly 2,000 years since the resurrection. And even until this day, nothing can compare to it. Would you agree?
Yes.
Yes, indeed.
The resurrection of Jesus Christ is incomparable. His death and resurrection gave us victory, and it gave us the opportunity to eternal life. instead of what we deserve. Born in sin and iniquity, death. I say uncomparable, but I imagine that some may say that there was others that were raised from the dead. Jairus' daughter was raised from the dead. Also Lazarus, wasn't he?
Yes.
But the difference here is they were resuscitated. Resuscitated and sustained their natural lives, prolonged their natural lives just for a while. Just to face another natural death.
Right.
But the difference here with Jesus is he died, was crucified, and died for a reason. Mm-hmm. And that great reason is that we may have eternal life. Mm-hmm. Their death, Lazarus and the daughter, did serve a purpose because it showed Jesus' deity. It showed also it strengthened his disciples in their walk with him. He was showing them things, these great wonders and his power. But it didn't compare. But their deaths, again, didn't compare to Jesus' death. As Martha spoke with Jesus about Lazarus, in John 11:24, Martha said unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection and the last day. And Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. And he that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? He's also the one that said in Revelations, I am he that liveth and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. We are dead. We were dead. Born dead in our sin. Mm-hmm. But now don't we have a right to eternal life because of what Jesus did?
Yes.
He gave the gift of all gifts. Mm-hmm. I'm only going to be transparent here and say that concerning the resurrection, that as I contemplate the reality of Jesus' resurrection and what it means to me, and I'm talking about me, because of a lot of times when I'm giving prayer of thanksgiving, first thing that comes to mind, I pray, ask for forgiveness. I pray that God orders my steps and everything that I do, that he be glorified in what I do, not me. But I also reflect on the condition I was once in versus the condition I'm in now. See, Psalms 51:4. Against you only have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight, so that you may be justified in your words and blameless in your judgment. Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, you delight in truth in the inward being, and you teach me wisdom and the secret of the heart. That was Psalms 51:4-6. Here David is acknowledging that his sin is not God's fault, not in any way, nor was it some aberration. Rather, it's the source of David's sin was a fallen, sinful disposition since his conception. Mm-hmm. Isn't that the same condition we find ourselves in, born in sin, mm-hmm. since the fall? As my wife mentioned earlier, because of what transpired with Adam and Eve, mm-hmm. they decided to put on their fall gear. I heard that say that a couple weeks ago, so I like that. Bear with me, I just said nervous sticky fingers.
Amen.
Take your time.
All right. So I think of my former condition of being spiritually dead and the love shown by the blood that was shed on Calvary. Not only do I rejoice and give thanks, I start to refocus on the resurrection and the price he paid for you and I. I mean, I think about it a lot of times. The first thing we talk about in the morning at work or school, some popular TV show, mm-hmm. What we had for dinner last night, especially if we went out and got something good, you know, at a nice restaurant, we go and we'll brag on that first thing, no problem. Mm-hmm. Or hey, check out this new watch or other item that's, in the eyes of a believer, should not mean a thing. But in a carnal mindset, We all about, man, look what my wife got me or my husband got me. But I want to get to the point where I'm bold about bragging about God.
Amen.
Bragging about Jesus. Yeah. Bragging about him making the ultimate sacrifice for us. Yeah. Yeah, my father was a good man. But I want to brag about this Father in heaven.
Amen.
And this
Amen.
Gift that he gave us. And it would never compare to anything that was ever been given. And nothing will top it. You know, we got a lot of friends that are always, you know, we got them friends that are what we call one-uppers. They always got something to one-up whatever you say.
Yeah.
But I meant you to say, they ain't going to never have nothing to top Jesus.
That's right.
You know, he's going to always be at the top. So wouldn't it be amazing if everyone showed up at work boasting about the same thing, a risen Savior?
All right.
I mean, he died on that cross for us just to give him reverence. What Jesus did for us on Calvary. I mean, God's love for us is immeasurable. So yeah, we got a reason to rejoice. For the price that he paid, he paid in full. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Our boasting of material things is worthless. Yes. It's worthless as the petty loot that Judas got. 30 pieces of silver for betraying our Lord and Savior.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Even his enemies who betrayed him and plotted his death had no idea they were instruments fulfilling the scriptures and unknowingly carrying out the plan of God for which Christ came into the world to be our Savior. Let me read a couple of familiar scriptures. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. See, everyone is cleansed with the blood, and without the shedding of the blood, there is no forgiveness. Jesus Christ, the sinless Son of God, paid what we couldn't, what we could never pay. John 3:17. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. The love, not the wrath of God, is the source of redemption for mankind, his grace and his mercy. John 3:18, whosoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe is condemned already, because he had not believed in the name of the only Son of God. Christ didn't come to judge us, so he states his purpose and his reason, what he came to do. But the effect of his coming is judgment. And this judgment is not arbitrary, is not an arbitrary act. It is the result of men's own choice. See, those who choose to remain in bondage of sin shall taste the penalty of sin. For the word tells us in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Eternal life is not like wages, service to God, for wages for service to God. We couldn't earn enough to get the gift of eternal life. We get that solely because of God's love. Unlike his death, unlike as the death is wages due, for we earn those for service to sin. Eternal life is a gift of God. The inescapable resurrection. To me, his resurrection is inescapable because it made it clear that eternity is a reality. There are people who think they can just escape judgment by saying they don't believe, and that's their truth. For believers, the word tells us Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. The only way to escape death is through Christ, who died for our sins. Again, Romans 6:23, for wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Each of us must wrestle with our own truth. Jesus Christ, believe, repent, and be saved. So in the second part of my title, I said, but there is still work to do. What I mean is, for those of us that believe Jesus is the only begotten Son, and he died for our sins and rose again to give us new life over death, we say praise to be to God, and we give thanks for his grace and mercy. Grace for giving me what I don't deserve, for giving us what we don't deserve. And mercy for not giving me punishment as a sinner fully deserving of the wrath of God. Our truth is sealed, as Jesus is sealed. But he said, but as said a moment ago, there are those whose truth is still death. So there's still work to do. We study the word, we pray. He abides in us and we abide in the Lord, and we glorify him by helping unbelievers to come to know Jesus as their personal Savior. Isaiah 55. Isaiah 55, 6 and 7. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the evil man his thoughts. Let him turn to the Lord, and he will have mercy on him, and to our God, for he will freely pardon. I believe one of the ways we bear fruit when we get saved is to draw others unto God. People should see something working in us. When they see a change in the way we walk, in the way we talk, and how we live to serve God, especially if they knew us. When we were full-blown heathens, I'm talking about myself. Just maybe they'll be curious enough to ask how you handle the circumstances, incidents, and accidents of life. How we have compassion for those who obviously don't deserve it. We go through life and we come across people who treat us different all the time. But we still treat them with the love of God because he had love for us.
Yes.
What a witness to give that he that is in me is greater than he that is in the world. So we claim no power of our own. It is through Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit that we have our strength.
Amen.
I am a sinner, but I believe in a Savior whose blood has paid for my sins completely.
Yes.
And witness that no matter what trials I face in this world, we have a promise of eternal life.
Yes.
Who am I to not show compassion when God showed compassion for us?
Yes.
For me. All we must do is seek him. Because the Savior is always seeking us. The Savior died on the cross for our sins, that we may have eternal life. The resurrection of Jesus Christ is uncomparable. The narrow gate is precise. Salvation, faith through Jesus Christ alone is God's way that leads to eternal life. And for those who want to live in their own truth, wide is the gate. And it's wide open, and it leads to hell. So it's our job to bear fruit as we witness to others and bring others into the kingdom of God. God wants us to be faithful and live for him and bear fruit by throwing out that lifeline. Yes, let us rejoice in the victory with Jesus' resurrection, but let us help others to share the victory over death and receive eternal life with God the Father. I mean, if we can boast and celebrate all these other things, if we saw somebody in a swimming pool and they appeared to be drowning, we wouldn't hesitate to throw them out a lifeline. Wouldn't hesitate. But we live in a world right now full of people, not just drowning, but they're already spiritually dead. And need the only one that can save them, Jesus.
Yeah.
So why wouldn't we hesitate to throw them the last lifeline they'll ever need?
Amen.
Yes, his resurrection is victory, and his love for us is unmatched and endless. And he's coming back for faithful followers who have repented and believed in the only begotten Son of God. Colossians 1, verses 21 and 22. And you, who were alienated and hostile in mind, doing evil deeds, he has now reconciled his body of flesh by his death in order to be present, to present you holy and blameless and above reproach before him. So his death and resurrection has brought us from the dead into a spiritual life. Christ's substantial death on the cross paid full penalty for sin for all who believe and made reconciliation with the Father possible. Let us witness by our faithful service to God that others may receive the gift of life. Jesus paid the price. He was sinless, but he paid the price for our sins.
Yes, yes.
Yes,
amen.
So now when I think about the resurrection, I have a greater praise. I have a greater thank you.
Yes.
For that price that was paid for me. Paid on my behalf. The long suffering.
Yes.
And even beforehand what was to come. And even him knowing beforehand what was to come. His persecution. The trials, the ridicule, the torture.
Mm-hmm.
In his death upon the cross, he bore the punishment I deserve. That I deserve.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Amen. I get it. Amen. Yes.
Amen. There's nothing I could have done or any of us could do to earn that right.
Mm-hmm.
And we would still be lost, completely lost and dead in our sin.
Mm-hmm.
He bore the punishment again. He took the pain that is rightly mine.
Yeah.
He took my place. And in doing so, bore the punishment of sin.
Car.
Who could have done that? But Jesus.
Car.
So we understand as we celebrate this Resurrection Sunday. We give thanks eternally. For Jesus that didn't have to do it. A God that didn't have to sacrifice his only begotten Son.
Mm.
But he did. We thank you. We give you praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God.
So when I think about being lost, and now we all got loved ones, we all got friends, co-workers, and we know they may not know Jesus. So again, let us glorify God by bearing fruit and doing his will. That we help bring others into the fold. John 15 and 12, this is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Verse 13, greater love has no man, no one than this, that someone may lay down his life for his friends. Jesus has shown that he's our friend. Christ proved his love to the world by laying down his life for it in redemptive work. His love to us should never, ever be the standard measure of our love to others in service for him. I thank you for listening. And I hope that we get something about Jesus' resurrection. A deeper meaning, a deeper feeling, a deeper passion of how it should affect us.
Yes.
And how we should be more servant to God. So Father, we thank you. We thank you for impacting our lives and our purpose with your word. Open your eyes to see the opportunities around us to serve you and to grow in your blessings and faith. Bless our time together, Father, and let the Holy Spirit focus our minds on the revelation of your word always. Let the love that you have for us be evident as we deal with others in the world. Make our time count for the glory of you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Wait 20 minutes for it.
Hey, amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise.
Amen.
That was a good solid word. Amen.
Amen. Yeah.
Amen. We just appreciate both of them. And excuse me, y'all did go 20 minutes. Yeah, it just, y'all thought y'all, yeah, okay. Well, that was good though.
Yes, yes.
Amen. That was really good. Let's give them a hand clap of praise. Amen. I was kind of laughing. I say Leisha was talking about she was going to get up here and be all passionate and loud. She lied on when she talking and arguing with me, then she was talking to y'all. I'm like, where's that line that I'm used to hearing? Well, you know, we got to love. I'm like, huh? Praise God. But it's something about when you get behind this desk, you realize how important it is.
Yeah.
And it's not like just talking when we just talk. Amen. And we got a good solid word from both of them. Amen. Boy, I can tell you, 3 weeks vacation is coming. Amen. Amen. We thank God today that anybody who enjoyed this service, you know, we thank God for you listening around the world. We hope that you heard something that would inspire you, encourage you, and ask the age-old question, what must I do to be saved? Jesus did die on the cross, and he is now risen. He's not on the cross anymore. So all of us who are saved, we walk in the power of the resurrection. Don't get it twisted. We still go through stuff, but we got a power that let us go through, endure, and pass over everything that happens to us, because we know whatever we don't get over here, what God has covenant promised over here, we'll get over there because we're saved. So we just thank God today. So we always want you to be encouraged, blessed, and in peace, and do what?
Walk in truth.
Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to the Walk in Truth Christian Fellowship Church broadcast on the WITRN network. Come join us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time for Sunday worship. Bible study is held on Tuesdays at 11 a.m. and 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. We are located at 3006 North Lindbergh Boulevard, Suite 711, St. Louis, Missouri, 63074. All are welcome, and we look forward to seeing you soon.
Thank you for listening to the Walk in Truth Radio Network broadcast. If this message has been a blessing to you, consider donating on your favorite platform. You can donate by looking in the description box and picking your favorite platform of choice, Venmo, Cash App, or PayPal. Continue listening. And your prayers are needed, welcomed, and appreciated.